And there was a little station called Donnybristle Holt, Donnybee Holt, just opposite the, almost opposite the gates to the station. And there was a tunnel, a little tunnel underneath the railway. We went under that, and we turned right and then left and went up this enormously long drive and arrived in front of this magnificent house, which I understood, and people said it had belonged to the Duke of Northumberland, but had been requisitioned by the Navy, and he couldn't do anything about that. It was requisitioned, and that was it. But mind you, I must say, the Navy kept everything they requisitioned spick and span. Oh, shipshape and Bristol fashion wasn't in it. But it was a lovely place, and the officer of the day, she assigned us to our cabins, as she called them, our cabins. And we went up this beautiful staircase and through some doors, and our cabin was on the right, and the what turned out to be our mess, dining room and what have you, on the left. But both rooms must have been reception rooms at Southampton, because they still had these big crystal chandeliers, two big crystal chandeliers in the ceilings, and there were two huge windows there, a bay window with three big windows there.